This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Gotta find my place of honesty. Lord knows it won't come naturally. You'll find me here, shoulders deep, at the end of my abilities, and cloaked in obscurity. Your body tries to hide.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. You know it, you know it, you know it. Today's Wednesday, July the 17th of 2024, day 199th of the year, and only 167 days left to go. Anyways, we are broadcasting live from Querétaro, Mexico, broadcasting across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place that we do stuff at.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, hanging out with our friends at RadioBig.fm because we get to do a little bit of everything as we get to hang out with them. No doubt about that. Anyways, how have you been over the last 23 hours? I asked 23 because if you hung out with me through the first hour yesterday, well, it's only been about 23 hours since we last hung out. If it's been a period of time since then I guess it might have been longer. So hopefully everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods, because that's always important. Anyways, let's talk about the things that are going on inside of the world, because that's what we do on this show. We talk about safety. We talk about the news. We talk about safety and the news, kind of a combination of things to do. So just a little information, just so we can talk about everything that is going on. So we have some professional broadcasters come in, talk a little bit about everything that's going on inside of the world in the news, because that is what happens around here. Anyways, with that being said, look at it from the perspective of this. As I say this, if you want to interact with the show, all you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. It'll give you an option of doing video messaging, text messaging, or audio messaging. And that's callinradio.com. callinradio. .com. Just in case. For some reason, I had seen that some people thought it was N, like the letter N. So just want to make sure that we're clear about everything that's going on there. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we go ahead and start talking about what the hell was trending? Because that seems to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the end of the North Korean defector, Spectre reveals the inside details of Kim Jong-un Jr.'s ruthless regime, and researcher keeps eyes on creepy crawly sites. We'll talk about that. Also, Ingrid Andress heads to rehab, and Adele is ready to take a break from music, so we'll get into that. Netflix sees a huge spike in viewership in the Hillbilly Elegy. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And a rainy day makes a short-tempered king. We'll talk about that as we get into the details. So as we get into some deets, we got that information for you. So there you go. With that being said, 5 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's go ahead and do this right now, and let's get you started for the news. Oh, seriously.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
In London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Former US ambassador to the UN and Donald Trump's last standing primary challenger, Nikki Haley, has formally endorsed the former president in a speech at the Republican National Convention. Another of Mr. Trump's former rivals, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, roused the Republican delegates as he also voiced his full support. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
Nikki Haley frequently criticised Donald Trump on the campaign trail, describing him as unhinged and chaotic. But as he watched, she told the convention hall that had changed, projecting a unified party.
I'll start by making one thing perfectly clear. Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
Ron DeSantis's hard right talking points may not have been enough for him to beat Trump to the nomination, but they received a much stronger response from the crowd than Haley's talk of unity. The night's theme, Make America Safe Once Again, put a spotlight on border security. Delegates also heard from everyday Americans whose lives had been affected by crime. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Six people have died and hundreds have been injured after mass protests by students in Bangladesh turned violent. Protesting students want the government to end a decades-old quota system for families of veterans who fought in Bangladesh's War of Independence in 1971. Neha Punia reports.
Protesters say they will hold a procession on Wednesday to condemn the deaths of students and have asked more demonstrators to join their march. Bangladesh's education ministry says as a precaution, all universities, colleges and secondary schools will stay shut in the country till further notice. Students have been protesting for days now, condemning a court's decision to reinstate a quota system for government jobs. The affirmative action was scrapped in 2018 after widespread protests, but was recently brought back. Angry protesters say it is impacting their ability to win government jobs, and they've questioned the transparency of the system. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
The UK's new Labour government is setting out legislative plans it says will take the brakes off Britain. It's unveiling dozens of bills in Wednesday's state opening of Parliament with a major focus on the economy. The opposition Conservatives say they will hold the government to account over its promises. Government Minister Lisa Nandy says pledges made in the election campaign will be followed through.
We fully intend to make good on our promises and our commitments. Every single thing that we put in our manifesto, we've costed, we know we can deliver, and we are going to deliver.
Japan's completed a seventh round of treated nuclear water discharge from the crippled power plant at Fukushima. It began slowly releasing more than 1 million tons of water used to cool fuel inside the wrecked nuclear reactors in August of last year. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Thai police are investigating the deaths of six foreign nationals whose bodies were found in a room at a hotel in Bangkok on Tuesday. Authorities are looking for a seventh person in connection with the incident. Laura Westbrook reports.
Police said that six people who are of Vietnamese descent with two carrying US passports had checked into Bangkok's Grand Hyatt Erawan Hotel over the weekend. They were found dead inside one room. Police said they did not show signs of physical violence and were exploring the possibility that they were poisoned. Cups with white powder were located in the room. The US State Department said it was closely monitoring the situation. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Senior U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has been found guilty of 16 counts he faced in a federal corruption trial. Menendez was accused of accepting thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for using his political influence to benefit foreign governments. Mitch McCann reports.
During the 9-week trial, prosecutors say that Bob Menendez and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. They say that they were payments for the couple's participation in various bribery schemes involving three businessmen. In exchange for the cash and gifts, they said that Menendez helped steer billions of dollars in aid to Egypt and sought to interfere in criminal investigations involving two of the other businessmen involved, among other allegations. When prosecutors raided the Menendez home in 2022, they found more than a dozen gold bars, $500,000 in cash, and a Mercedes-Benz car. Menendez's lawyers claim there was no evidence that the cash or gold bars were bribes as opposed to being gifts. The 70-year-old, who is running for re-election to the Senate, could be jailed for the rest of his life at his sentencing in late October. Mitch McCann, New York.
You can find lots more of our reporting at our Facebook page. Search Feature Story News. That's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list.
You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yes, the Rated R Safety Show is something, all right. Anyway, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely whip-about Wednesday. No doubt about that. Anyways, hearing the latest as more details emerge about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump and the murder of Corey Kupertor? It sounds what it sounds like. The director of the Secret Service said that the agents were not positioned on the roof and where the shooter fired because it was sloped and would be unsafe to stand on. So the counter sniper who killed the shooters were on a sloped roof. Security at the White House stands on a sloped roof. And let's see. And the shooter was blown to hell. I mean, I guess officers had no problem standing over the corpse. The director of Kimberly Cheadle has said that she has no intentions to resign and there is no pressure to put her for her to do so from the Joe Biden administration. CNN reports that the intelligence community had evidence of an Iranian-sponsored plot to murder Trump and that had ramped up his security in recent weeks as a result. But if this is ramped up security, something is very, very wrong. According to somebody else. In a separate report, CNN details that the shooter brought a 5-foot ladder Saturday morning and he parked it nearby at the rally, leaving an explosive device in the trunk connected to a wireless detonator on his person, and carried the ladder to the scene, which he is believed to have hoisted himself onto the roof and getting into a shooting position. And yet another CNN report, the shooter of the shooter's corpse was found with three fully loaded magazines holding around 100 rounds each in a bulletproof vest. For nearly half an hour before the shooting, law enforcement on the ground tracked the shooter as he used a rangefinder left of the scene, returned with a backpack, then disappeared from their sights until too late. Worth asking, if officers were tracking the suspicious man before Trump took the stage, why wasn't he warned to hold off on heading to the podium until agents could confirm the scene was safe? And then there's this, a new video on Saturday, a group to show up, officers unable to respond to the shooter because they appear to be locked behind a fence. One of the officers appears to drive a car through the fence so that the officers can run through after the sound of the gunshots. So there you go. That information's on X. So I don't even know if this one has sound. Hold on. So it gets interesting because they're trying to get through the gate. They can't get through the gate. There's probably, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's seven. There's about seven officers hanging out as you can take a listen to what's going on. And this car slamming into this gate. The gate is not opening. And it's a chain link fence as it's going through. This car has now, from what they have on this area of the video, has hit it about three times. And still nothing. And let's see. Now some of the people that are in the area are trying to hit the gate, and they have actually cracked it open enough that they're able to make a run for it. So now there's several people. Now there's more people running in, police officers wise, trying to figure out exactly what's going on. We're probably about 51 seconds into the video of a 2 minute video almost. So that you can see this through the scene of exactly the stuff that's going on. So it gets pretty interesting. It's on X, no doubt there. So it says, unseen footage shows Secret Service and the state police scrambling as there is no apparent contingency plan to get the reactor through the squad, through the fence. So they're referring to it on this video as a total failure. And then you see them on the roof itself in regards of standing over something, but you can't make out what it is from a distance. There's probably about five people standing. About five people standing on that roof as the camera pans left and right, as you can see it. Currently, the video has about 3.7 million views of people taking a look of what's going on there. So pretty interesting stuff. So who knows what's going on? So take a listen to this. Elon Musk announced on X on Tuesday that he would begin the process of moving SpaceX's headquarters from California to Texas. The company launched facilities that have been located in Texas with administrative and development of facilities in Hawthorne, California. But after California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that banned schools from making rules requiring parental notification if a child identifies as a transgender, Musk called the measure the final straw. Musk added that he personally told Newsom that the law is of this nature would force families and companies to leave California to protect their children. This is according to Elon Musk. Then in a follow-up, Musk said that the headquarters for X will move to Austin, Texas, writing that he had had enough of dodging gangs of violent drug-addicted addicts just to get in and out of the building, which is in San Francisco. This is according to Elon Musk. So there you go. You have both of his companies moving one way, shape, or form, both of the remaining companies moving one way, shape, or form out of Cali and going to Texas. But if I remember correctly, a while ago, some people had offered Elon Musk some land if he wanted to move the good old X to Texas, where he would not have to pay anything. I even want to say that there was a reference there for a period of time that he wouldn't even have to pay taxes on the land. So there you go. I don't know. A lot of stuff going on for sure. But what do I know about any of this stuff? That's for sure.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Always interesting stuff, no doubt about that. Anyways, a survey of college undergrads conducted by the American Council of Trustees and Alumni shows a crop of future leaders aren't so bright on American civics, to wit. 31% identified James Monroe as the father of the Constitution. 28% knew that the 13th Amendment freed slaves. 60% couldn't tell you how long the U.S. representative or senator's terms are. 32% knew the impeachment trial is conducted in the Senate, even though there were two of them in the last 2 years. So there you go. And on leaders, only 27% knew that Kamala Harris is the president of the Senate, and 35% could identify the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. This is according to the New York Post. I'm not 100% sure that this is good information or scary information, depending on how you want to take a look at it. Definitely some things to talk about. So what do you think about this? Is this something that should be bigger dives in going into it? I don't know. Maybe that's something to ask. Anyway, scientists have been binge-watching a mega den of 2,000 rattlesnakes living on a private island in northern Colorado. A webcam was set up by California State University researchers in May to observe the snake behavior without interfering with their natural habitat. Activities are expected to ramp up over the next month, with several baby rattlesnakes called pups are expected to arrive. Unlike other reptiles, rattlesnakes do not hatch eggs, but are born alive. Yep, born alive. That's pretty interesting when you start thinking about it. And the interesting thing is, if you go to Colorado Rattlesnake Live Stream, yeah, just type that in into YouTube. And there is currently, let me take a look, a video that lasts 11 hours, 44 minutes, and 12 seconds of just looking at these rattlesnakes going around and about. Definitely not a hangout spot that I would like to go to. If you want to go, you're more than welcome on doing that.
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so there you go. 25 minutes past the top of the hour, just in case if you're trying to keep track. Anyways, a Northern Korean diplomat working in Cuba detected to South back in November. Let's see, this is according to the BBC report. A 52-year-old named Ri-ok Koo tells South Korea Chosan Ilbo newspaper that Kim Jong-un Jr. has deeply embarrassed when the diplomatic relationship deteriorated after the two summits with Donald Trump Jr. Had two diplomats killed for the failure, and one was unpersoned and reportedly sent to a labor camp. The second was accused of spying for the United States and shot in public execution at the military academy, which other foreign diplomats were forced to witness. In another fascinating tidbit, Ri encountered that he once had a tea with Junior. Ri said that when you see him in person, the first thing that comes to your mind is he must have a very high blood pressure. His face is red and he always is drunk. It is redder that you can see on TV. This is according to the New York Times. So there you go. Some information for you there. So I don't know. I mean, I can look at this stuff and I get very, very, intrigued by some of the stuff that happens sometimes. Anyways, take a listen to this. Joe Bryant, the father of Kobe Bryant, has passed away. He passed away on Monday after suffering a massive stroke, according to several sources. Bryant was a basketball star in his own right, playing over 8 seasons in the NBA. He was 69 at the time of his passing. Also, what else? Let's see. Let's take a look here. Award-winning journalist Evan Wright has died. He passed away on Friday at his home in Los Angeles, according to the LA County Medical Examiner. The cause of death was suicide. Wright was best known for his book, Generation Kill, which was later helped adapt to the HBO miniseries by the same name. He was only 59 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Take a listen to this. HGTV star Christina Hack is heading for divorce court again. Take a listen to this. According to court documents, her husband Joshua Hall filed to end their marriage on Tuesday, citing irreconcilable differences. He listed the date of the separation as July the 8th. Hack and Hall tied the knot in September of 2022, making it her third marriage before she was married to Aunt Anstead for 3 years. And then prior to that, she was married to her flip or flop co-star, Tarek let's just go with Tarek. It's easier. For 9 years, she shares 2 kids with Tarek and 1 with Anstead. So there you go. Worth noting, Hack and Hall have an HGTV show due out next year. No word on what will occur there. So that's going to be very interesting. as we start taking a look around, no doubt about that. So I don't know. It gets pretty strange. I mean, I don't know. It gets strange in regards of, you know, you're in the public eye, there's a breakup, and then all of a sudden it gets strange that people want to talk about it. And then it's like, hold on, you have another TV show that's coming on. Keep in mind that Flip or Flop, when she was there, they had gotten a divorce already. They decided to continue on making the show because, you know, they tried to do their individual shows and apparently wasn't as successful. So who knows? Now it seems like we're just getting in the gossip and rumor line in regards of everything that's going on.
Stop what you are doing. Radio Big is in the mix.
Okay, so let's talk about the Dow. It increased by 742 points to close at 40,954 on Tuesday. The S&P gained 35 points to close at 5,667. And the NASDAQ increased by 36 points to close at 18,509. West Texas Intermediate closed at $80 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $83 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.51. Bitcoin ticked up again, trading just around $65,000 yesterday. There was more than 3,445 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States, and more than 235 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $75 million jackpot or a $36 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So take a listen to this. I'm going to share this with you because it's making the rounds this morning and some of the stuff that's going on. So let's talk about it. Tenacious D, Kyle Gass, apologized on Tuesday for a comment that he made about an assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. "Don't miss Trump next time," he told bandmate Jack Black, who held a birthday cake and told him to make a wish. Black addresses the horrific comments as well as revealing plans to postpone Tenacious D's Spicy Meatball tour and all future creative plans. While well-intentioned after the fact, Black should have condemned his bandmate on the spot, according to some. "Actions have consequences." Gas was dropped by his talent agency on Tuesday for the comments. This is according to the New York Post. So some stuff to think about right there. So I don't know. So I take a look at it and I go, it gets weird quick because, I mean, I don't know. It's not justifiable to say any of this stuff, but let's take a listen. I think I have an audio clip of it, so let's see what we can find. So I take a look at it a little bit too soon. So immediately people were posting this was a bandmate, Kyle Glass, who said that, not Jack Black, extremely poor. Nonetheless, so what else do we have here? What else can I see after the video? Some people posted that it was shameful in regards of him actually writing this. I mean, I get it. So I don't know, some interesting things going on with Tenacious D going forward. So we'll see what the backlash is going forward with that. No doubt there. Anyways, with that being said, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's do that thing that we do around this time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's talk, because I don't know. I get so hung up sometimes with some of the weirdness of the stuff that we get to do. And I look at it from the standpoint of, listen, you live in a world that is very interesting on how we want to segment certain things inside of our organizations. Sometimes you can even go as far as saying that we want to segment certain things inside of relationships, but let's not get too far away or too far ahead of ourselves today. But I want you to think about this. Think about how your organization is structured. And I don't know, because everybody has a tiny bit little different structure inside of organizations, but most of them kind of go like something like this. You have a CEO, you have a CFO, you have a COO, you know, kind of the intertwining links on how they go down. And then it kind of goes down from that portion. So CEO, and then you have the two CFO and the COO that connect directly underneath them. And then you kind of do the structure from that particular portion. So when I start talking about segmenting, when I start talking about going forward, then you kind of break into the brackets going down. So you have the different departments and you look into it and go, how do you have this all tied in? How do you have this from the standpoint where it should work for you in the best way? And that I don't know, because everybody has a different structure that they believe that will work better than what the other person has. I don't know why that happens. It's just the way that it goes. So I look at it and I go, when we start breaking into these segments and you only have one overlying thing, such as the CEO of the company who oversees everything, how do you look at this and go, okay, this is what's going to work. This is what's going to move everything forward. I don't know if that's the case for everything or if that's just certain aspects of it. So maybe that's what we need to look at. And you're probably sitting there for a moment going, well, what the hell does this have to do with safety? Well, that's the thing that I want to get to. And the reason that I say this is for the following. If you have a segmented group and all of a sudden safety falls into a category that probably is either going to be under the CFO or the COO, chief financial officer, chief operating officer, just in case. How do you make that work across both boards? So there has been an argument for years that opposed to having it somewhere down the line for the CFO or the COO, where will that go? And some people sometimes have a HR section divided off to another portion, or a legal department divided off to another portion. And that's neither here nor there for me. I'm just telling you how it normally works. So what is the best case? I don't know. Because I look at it and I go, if you are directly under the COO, then you have nothing to do over the CFO side. And if you're over the CFO side or under the CFO side, you have nothing to do with the COO side. I know it gets weird. So there's been comments and categories for a long period of time that if you are in safety, you should report directly to the CEO, the chief executive officer. That way they know exactly what's going on from that particular standpoint. I know we play the alphabet soup game today because that's what it sounds like. So where do you look at this? Where is the best portion for safety to be at if you have it as a department? Because one can argue the following. What if safety is tied in to everything and it's not categorized under, hey, you are in this segment or you're in that segment. You're just a little bit of everywhere. Maybe that is the way to think about it. What do you think for a moment? Because it gets weird. It gets to one of those things where you look at it and you go, what is going to make the most logical sense for your organization? Because listen, when you are trying to do cultural changes within your organization and you look at it and safety is playing a big factor into it, you can't have it inside of a box. You can't have it where it's limited overall. Think about that for a moment, because it's one of those things that it gets very strange when people start having those conversations when they're thinking about this.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The
instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
You'll find me here, shoulders deep, at the end of my ability. Cloaked in obscurity, your body tries to hide.
Okay, there you go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. This right here is Oceanic with Some Skin. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show on Radio Big and on Safety FM. You should give this song a little streamer-eamer action. Readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. So there you go. Let's go ahead and get you back. We'd like to thank Oceanic for allowing us to play Skin here on the Rated R Safety Show. Always some good stuff in regards to the world of music as we are doing our thingo. That is for sure. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's continue talking. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, go to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see all kinds of stuff that says addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. So that's TWLOHA.com. The section that says Find Help. There you go. Anyway, so let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the multiverse, because that's kind of what we do. A little bit of everything is what we talk about. So take a listen to this. The world's biggest indoor snow and ice-themed park has opened in China. Residents and visitors to the city of Harbin now have the chance to enjoy the wintry temperatures and experience year-round. As if a place needed the name as Ice City didn't already get enough winter during the month's opening ceremony, Guinness says awarded the Harbin Ice and Show Company, World Company officials a certification at the world's largest indoor ice and snow theme park, covering about, 23,800 square feet. It is divided into 9 themed sections and with 13 interactive projects. The park offers an immersive experience utilizing advanced ice sculpting techniques and cutting-edge lightning. Yeah, so sounds like an interactive technology. Visitors are said to be able to enjoy magical atmospheres with ice, light entertainment, gourmet food, and cultural creations. There is also vibrant ice sculptures of fruit, ice cream, and cakes. They had me at ice cream and cakes, but also what did they say that they have there? And ever since I heard about the indoor ski hill at the Mall of Dubai, nothing surprises me. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. That's some interesting tech. Would you want to go to a frozen tundra is what my question is. Anyways, take a listen to this. Cutting kids' screen time to just 3 hours per week can result in a significant improvement on their mental health and behavior in as little as 2 weeks. A new study shows that the study out of the University of Southern Denmark involved 89 families with 181 children between ages 4 to 17 years old. After about 14 days of a reduced screen time regimen, residents found that these children experienced a decrease in behavioral difficulties equivalent to moving from borderline category to the normal category. It suggests that even a brief period of reduced screen time can help measurable benefits for children's mental health. The researchers point out that 3-hour limit applies specifically to leisure screen time and it doesn't include the use for school or homework. But nice thought though, kitty. So there you go. Also, our artificial intelligence requires so much power that it's straining the electrical grid in some areas. AI requires about 10 times more electricity than the traditional Google query, according to Electric Power Research Institute. An emerging AI capability such as audio and video generations are likely to add to the energy demand. In fact, the energy that needs for the AI are requiring energy companies to recalibrate their future projections and even explore previous unheard of options, such as restarting a nuclear reactor at Three Mile Island Power Plant. Also, which has been dormant since the infamous disaster in 1979, and I knew that AI was going to end us all, but I didn't think that it would happen from radiation poisoning. So let's think about this. If you watch the Matrix movies, man, you're going to have some theories there because you're going to say, didn't they actually start growing people for farming purposes? I know, it gets weird.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so it gets about as strange as that. No doubt about that. No doubt in regards of the things that are going on. So taking a look at some of the other stuff that's readily available, because whoever knows. Let's talk about, did you know real quick, pregnancy brings about a number of physical changes, but one of them may not be as most people would be aware of other things, such as known as pregnancy nose. It involves a noticeable widening of a pregnant woman's nose and a change that can be startling and often unexpected. The condition is typically due to the increase in blood flow and hormonal changes in a pregnant woman, which can cause blood vessels to expand. While pregnancy nose isn't common as food cravings or morning sickness, experts do say that it's not as rare as one would think. And the conversation around it is gradually increasing on social media. And, you know, if it's on social media, we all know that it must be true because nobody ever lies there.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, I'm just saying, hey, well, pregnancy now, so it's there. I mean, what other information am I going to share with you? It's the stuff that's going on information-wise. So, I mean, this is not a very uncommon thing. I'm sure you can look at some older pictures and figure this out. I mean, I'm not picking here. There's all other kinds of stuff that we can talk about. Anyways, 52 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute. Let's do that right now. No, seriously, let's do it.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation
Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Dan. Isaac Newton said, "If I have seen further than others, it is by standing upon the shoulders of giants." Such a great quote. And it's so true, too. Think about the things that have become possible in our lifetime. These things are now a reality, so it makes the next generation more capable of reaching the next level of sophistication because the groundwork has been laid. They're building their entire future on the foundation that has been laid for them. But it's okay, we did that too. Our generation built upon the foundation laid by our parents and grandparents. This little pattern goes back thousands of years. Someone way back then invented a wheel, and without a wheel, we wouldn't have the vehicles we have today. The Motivation
Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Even as we celebrate the joys of life, there's another part of us that grieves for those who suffer. It is this spiritual sorrow that is our rite of passage into ministry. Thus it was with Jesus, and his experience teaches us that it is not only possible to experience joy and sorrow simultaneously, but that it is mandatory if we are to live and minister as authentic human beings. Isaiah says he was a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Lord Jesus, teach us to live experiencing both joy and sorrow so we can be emotionally present in each ministry encounter. Your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Okay, so there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2019, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is sentenced to life in prison plus 30 years. How do you do that? Inside of a New York courtroom. Prior to the sentencing, the drug lord addressed the court saying in Spanish, "There is no justice here." He also complained about the living conditions and calling it inhumane and torture. El Chapo was found guilty in all 10 federal crimes against him, including engaging in continuing criminal enterprise, drug trafficking, firearm charges in February. He is serving his time in the nation's most secure federal prison in Florence, Colorado. That happened back in 2019. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Nick Folio turns 27. Billy Lord turns 32, Jeremiah 37, Tom Fletcher 39, Sarah Jones 41, Stephanie Sampantino turns 42, Luke Bryan turns 48, Eric Winter also turns 48, Angela McKell turns 70, David Hasselhoff turns 71, and Camilla Parker Bowles turns 77. So there you go. There's some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have several of those for you. It's National Hot Dog Day, Send an Electric Greeting Card Day, National Lottery Day, National Peach Ice Cream Day. Is that a day really to celebrate? I mean, I don't know. National Yellow Pig Day, World Emoji Day, National Tattoo Day. And also World Day for the International Justice. So there you go. Some things always going on that you can celebrate if you kind of really are getting into that kind of stuff. I'm just throwing that out there as some level of an idea. So there you go. Anyways, if you need a phone starter for today, I have one of those for you. Let's do this. What is the best or worst tattoo that you have ever seen? Spelling does count here, so keep that in mind as we are talking. If you need a random joke, try this. My moods don't just swing. They bounce, recoil, rebound, oscillate, fluctuate, and occasionally, well, they drive other people crazy. So think about that as we are talking. What else do I have for you? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 25% of people say that they have no plans of ever doing this. What is it? No, seriously, what is it? It's retiring. Most people say that they will never retire. And I guess I look at it from the standpoint that if you love what you do, you'll never have to retire. That is kind of the way that that whole thing goes. So keep that in mind. Anyway, so there you go. If you want to come and hang out with us, we'll be hanging out in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September the 10th through the 12th. Tickets are still available. All you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. We'll be doing the Conklin Conference over there. Todd Conklin, Andrea Baker, Bob Edwards, just to name a few. Jennifer Long will also be there talking about the world of human and organizational performance.
conference. Would love to see you there. All you have to do is go to safetyfm.io to find out more information. So there you go. Santa Fe, New Mexico in September. Sounds like a good time to me. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. It's not what we can do in life that makes the difference. It's what we will do. There's a huge difference there. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so. If you hang out here on Safety FM, you can hang out with Sheldon Primus. Just keep that in mind. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum it up. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
You'll find me here, shoulders deep, at the end of my ability. Cloaked in obscurity, your body tries to hide.